I picked up my box and the clothing I had on hangers. "Wait a minute, Harry. You're just going to leave it like that? What do you mean it's not over?"
"I mean we both know that wasn't Bacchus in there. If you and the Bureau aren't interested in it, that's fine, but don't bullshit me, Rachel. Not after what we went through today, and not after what we just did." She relented.
"Look, Harry, it's out of my hands, okay? Right now we are waiting on forensics to make a call on it. The Bureau's official position probably won't be formulated until tomorrow when the director holds a press conference."
"I'm not interested in the official position of the Bureau. I was talking to you."
"Harry, what do you want me to say?"
"I want you to say you're going to get this guy, no matter what the director says tomorrow." I headed to the door, and she followed. We left the efficiency, and she pulled the door closed for me.
"Where's your car?" I asked. "I'll walk you over."
She pointed the way, and we went down the steps and to her car, parked near the office. After she opened the door, we turned and faced each other.
"I want to get this guy," she said. "More than you could know."
"Okay, good. I'll be in touch."
"Well, what are you going to do?"
"I don't know. When I do, I'll let you know."
"Okay. See you, Bosch."
"Goodbye, Rachel."
She kissed me, and then she got in the car. I walked to my car, ducking between the two buildings that made up the double X to get to the other parking lot. I was pretty sure it was not the last time I would see Rachel Walling.